Hello, the following interview is about struggles in Chile. We did it in a written way and recorded it afterwards due to the language issues. And we are very happy that the comrade took the time to answer our questions. Thanks a lot.
As not everybody might have heard about the Coordinadora 18 de Octubre, maybe you can explain why it was formed and what it is about.
Greetings all. Thank you very much for the invitation, for the interest and the solidarity. From the social uprising of October 18th, 2019, a lot of things have happened. Many people who were not political became conscious of the importance of the protest as a fundamental tool to change things. A lot of people learned to organize and to work in community. Many lost the fear, or the fear was surpassed by the anger and by the love that produces the understanding of the oppressed rebel. The repression came and there were murders, tortures, mutilations, and a lot of people were put in jail. When everybody realized the large amount of people that were detained and the very serious charges with which they were imputed, the worry was extended into the territories, assemblies, communities, and groups of affinity. An announcement was made to speak of what was a clear political persecution, and that established that the most urgent needs were, first, to have clear information on how many prisoners there were, in which context they had been detained, and which charges were imputed on them. And second, to develop elaborate strategies and carry out the necessary actions so that they were freed. This is how La Coordinadora 18 de Octubre por la Libertad de los Presos de la Vuelta, or October 18th Coordinator for the Freedom of Prisoners of the Uprising, was formed, as well as its various work commissions. Those are Cadastre, which collects and systematizes information on prisoners and their families to support them in a concrete way; Legal and Social Support, who works with family members and supports with social expertise and legal guidance; National and International Communications and Networks, which is responsible for dissemination, propaganda, systematization of La Coordinadora's positioning and the coordination with other networks; Support for Women and Dissidents, which takes charge of even greater invisibility that exists with respect to the prison for women and dissidents, and which is also linked to other networks; Collection, which collects and distributes food and basic necessities both to prisoners and their families; and Finance, which orders the entry and exit of money. Over the months, La Coordinadora has had its own development and has been polishing its political position. We do not negotiate with political parties. We do not support those who exercise sexist violence. We do expand support to all political prisoners of the uprising, anarchist, subversive, and Mapuche, and declare ourselves to be anti-prison.
Well, I guess now everybody should know more or less what we are talking about. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what are you working on at the moment.
We have realized distinct campaigns to gather foods and money, called people to rallies and courses, realized forums on political prison, music concerts inside and out of Chile, weeks of national and international agitation, joint actions with other regions of the country, and permanent links with territories, assemblies, and groups of different types. Although with the pandemic the difficulties have increased, as for everyone, we have managed to maintain continuous work.
As the Coordinadora was formed during the ongoing revolt in Chile, which had quite a big impact on Chilean society, is there still support for the prisoners of the revolt and struggles to support them?
The uprising was in good health until the pandemic struck, and while the lockdown interrupted the street protest, many people have continued to organize. Obviously, new problems arose, such as a lack of work and money, concern for health, increasing control by the government, which militarized our lives and has drawn up new repressive laws, and other problems that already existed were maintained or grew, such as the persecution of social organizations and police repression in the towns. This made many people focus on their own reality. However, the seriousness of the political prison is an issue that has already spread enough. People know it and support this fight, whether it be denouncing, spreading information, giving food, participating in calls, or contributing money. This is very important because even though we are in the middle of a crisis, People do not forget about the prisoners and are willing to do things about them.
And what are the ongoing struggles or campaigns raised by the prison solidarity movement at the moment?
Currently, much of the country is still in confinement, so many of the activities and campaigns remain virtual. Musical gigs and other activities are carried out to raise money for parcels, judicial procedures, or bails. We have also done a lot of dissemination and denunciation, especially by the Mapuche political prisoners who have been on a hunger strike for 100 days as of August 11th, and we have periodically called for agitation on Fridays for the prisoners. Little by little, some territories have lost track, so we hope to return to the streets very soon.
Could you maybe explain why it is that important to do this work from your point of view?
We believe in the uprising and we are part of it. We believe in the popular protest and we know that prison can be a consequence of it. Prison is a fundamental pillar of the system that is based on the oppression of some over others, and in that sense, the fight for freedom of political prisoners is a fundamental part of the social struggle that is larger and that is against the system.
As there is a call for a week of solidarity with anarchist prisoners from the 23rd to 30th of August, we want to ask you about the current case of Monica and Francisco. What are they accused for, and what is the perception of their case about the anarchist circles in Chile?
Francisco is accused of sending two bombs in July 2019, one to a police station, which exploded, and the other to a politician and businessman who had been interior minister years before, which did not explode. In addition, he and Monica are accused of planting two bombs in February 2020 at a business in the upper neighborhood. These accusations are framed in the law of control of arms, and in the case of being found guilty, it grants a maximum penalty of 60 years in jail. In addition, along with the crime of placing an explosive device, they are charged with attempted suicide, injuries, damages, and identity theft. They have received support and solidarity across the anti-authoritarian world and from other groups. We must not forget that we live in a context of permanent persecution, and that since the uprising, the repression of anyone who rebels has been intensified. La Coordinadora 18 de Octubre is a space that encompasses a diversity of individuals and groups, and we have supported political prisoners regardless of whether justice declares them guilty or innocent. We do not believe in those categories because we understand that they have fallen into a context of social and political struggle, and that is what we defend. Francisco has actively participated in La Coordinadora, and now we support him and also Monica, because they are political fighters, because they are anarchists, and because we love them, and we want them back on the street.
How will the trial go on in the upcoming weeks and months?
They have been in prison since July 24th, and will be there for the duration of the investigation. A term of 6 months was decreed for this, but they could extend it up to 2 years, after which a date is set for the trial. Legally, the steps to be followed must be evaluated, since the accusations are serious, the penalties that are requested are very high, and the media stigmatization is very strong. As La Coordinadora, we are always aware of them, both of their most specific needs and the dissemination of their case and the agitation for their freedom.
Are there any prisoners from the revolt which define themselves as anarchists and are still in prison?
It's important to remember that the vast majority of the prisoners of the uprising, more than 2,000 people, are young people who were part of a social movement never seen before in Chile, whose dynamics were characterized by spontaneity, horizontality, and multifacetedness. We believe that their imprisonment is political because they fell into a context of political struggle, not because they are militant or part of any organization. In this sense, many of them do not claim to be political prisoners, either because they believe that name can harm them judicially, because they want to keep a low profile, or simply because they do not feel like one. Very few have openly defined themselves as anarchists, although some have declared themselves anti-authoritarian. Anyways, regardless, the support is towards all of them.
How can people support the struggle of the prisoners on the Chilean territory and the work of the Coordinadora from other parts of the world?
It's important to make visible what happened in Chile because the movement was beautiful and changed everything, because the repression has been brutal and with the pandemic the control is increasing, but also because we know that there are similar struggles in different territories of the planet and it's important to unite among the oppressed. The political prison does exist, although they say we live in a democracy. We can all contribute to the fight for the liberation of comrades, either by participating in the activities that are organized, contributing monetarily for their assignments, expert opinions and causes, keeping ourselves informed of what is happening, spreading the information or agitating according to the creativity of each. The weeks of international upheaval have had a good response so far, and we hope it continues to be the case. The internationalist struggle is fundamental. For this reason, I thank you very much for the interest, the invitation, and the opportunity to tell you about all of this. I believe that the alternative media are more than a tool. They are a weapon, and we should not let go. Long live the counter-information media, and a fraternal hug to all of you. Free Monica and Francisco. Free Mapuche political prisoners on hunger strike for 100 days. Freedom to all political prisoners. Down with the prison walls.
If you are interested in more infos, you can find them in Spanish and some content also in other languages on Coordinadora 18 de Octubre .wordpress.com. Or if you like, you can also search for Coordinadora 18 de Octubre on Facebook and Instagram.
If you want to get in contact, their email is coordinadora.prisioneros.octubre@gmail.com. We will publish their directions on our blog as well.